I've been looking forward to talking to these guys. Jason Polavoy, and forgive me if I mispronounce your last names. We haven't had time to talk. Jason Polavoy, is that correct?
Polavoy, close enough. Polavoy,
and Nick Jenkins?
Correct.
That's the traditional pronunciation. And Teddy Waschols.
Waschols. Just call me Teddy Waffles. That's easier.
Teddy Waffles. All right. They are. Jason is the producer and director. Nick is the producer. And Teddy is the director of photography of a new documentary. We've gone back and forth of how to say the title of the documentary. You guys
right.
know this. Well, we're going to say F Your Hair or Si Tu Pueblo.
I think
Pelo. Is that correct?
Pelo. But Pelo. The name of the film you can stick with is F Your Hair.
F Your
yeah.
Hair.
Yeah.
And people might be going, why would you have somebody on to talk about a movie that sounds so obscene? But this is not obscene. It's a wonderful story about a local business who, through no fault of their own, because of their character and their determination, became kind of the spearhead for a movement of rebellion against President Trump. Let me play the audio with the of the trailer and let people kind of get what we're talking about, and then we'll get into how you guys got involved with this.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems.
Is this what he said? Really?
They were really just getting started, and I think their big break was that they were the house beer for Trump Hotel.
I know he was not the very best guy, but...
It was not something that we thought about. We were just like, there's this account. They're pretty big.
Business is business. I mean, we were just selling beer.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
What the... I don't know what to say, really.
Trump es un malparido. I don't know. He's a I mean, I can't believe that we're selling to them.
Essentially, what they're saying to Donald Trump is you're fired.
It was just such a moral stand.
No, they're not saying that at all.
We thought it wouldn't be congruent to be making a beer for the Trump Towers.
You'll see it in the lawsuit. You'll read about it as soon as I file the lawsuit.
We all felt that there was no choice but to really do this.
I do remember being very nervous.
It's celebratory. It's not negative.
It's a perfect little middle finger, so to speak.
It was something that took a life of its own.
It's the magic elixir for all of us.
It's so funny and ridiculous that no one can really say, oh, you're telling Donald Trump, you know, f*** you. I mean, we are, but...
All right, that is the trailer for F Your Hair. Now, the story is a local one. I know you saw it in the news when this happened. You heard some of the president's comments when he was on the campaign trail, and that spurred this. Who would like to kick this off? Jason, since you are Jason, Nick, you guys are the producer. Teddy, we'll get to you about shooting it in a minute. Tell us the background. Tell us who it's about, who
sure.
the local business, and how this all started.
Yeah, so this is the story of Andres and Mila, who own Five Rabbit Cerveceria, which is a craft brewery in Bedford Park, which is just south of the city.
They make good beer, too.
They make really good beer.
I'll just put that out there first.
And they are a Latin-inspired brewery, but both of them are Latin American immigrants. Andres is from Costa Rica, Mila is from Peru, and they both immigrated to the United States via Mexico. So they have a great, rich heritage in Latin America, and they make beers inspired by that heritage. Early on in the brewery's sort of life, they got a contract to make the house beer for the new Trump Tower in Chicago.
It sounds like a good deal.
It's a great deal. These contract beers are already sold, so you know that you don't have to worry about which bars are going to take them right. or which you know grocery stores. So you're making beer that is already sold. The money is easy.
Yeah. And for a small business, that's great.
Yeah.
And for a, you know, for a local brewery to get in somewhere that big, that just increases their footprint all over.
Right. And we're not talking about Goose Island or Lagunitas or even, you know, like Revolution. We are talking about a small brewery at that point. And so they have this contract with the Trump Tower to be in the on the rooftop and in 16 and all over in Rebar. And then, of course, Trump makes those infamous comments when he announced his candidacy for the presidency. And, you know, it didn't sit well with Andres and Mila, obviously, and Andres's partner, Chompy. And they made the decision that they were going to pull their beer from all of the Trump properties.
Now, this was not a decision that they made lightly. They were actually advised by their lawyers and everybody else, don't do this. This is, you know, one, it's a great opportunity for the business. And two, we have a contract. So this took a lot of thought, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely took a lot of thought. It happened, especially in Mila's mind, pretty quickly.
Okay.
Not necessarily the actual mechanisms of it, but most of the people there associated with the brewery knew that really they had no choice.
Right. Yeah. How can you, as a Latin American business, support that?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's easy for somebody to say that, you know, I won't shop there, I won't go. But when you've got all this invested, it's a much bigger thing. They had to be looking at potential serious damage to the brewery.
Right. I mean, one of the things that Five Rabbit is known for is using these really exotic ingredients in their beers, which is something that makes them unique and interesting. And they've won a lot of awards for their beers because of those ingredients. But they're very expensive ingredients. You know, it's not just brewers, you know, malt and barley. They're using things from the rainforests of, you know, Brazil and places that are, you know, really hard to get ingredients from. And so this really challenged their ability to kind of remain themselves and brew the kinds of beers that they wanted to brew, you know, pulling out of Trump Tower like that.
So now they make this decision. However, they've already brewed a lot of beer, because when you have a contract like that, you've got to have a stockpile of supply to meet that demand. So, Nick, what happens then? They're sitting, they make the decision, all right, we're done, now what?
Yeah, and so that's basically the entire conflict of the movie, is what do they actually do with all that beer that they brewed? So, from a legal standpoint, you kind of teed it up. You know, there was the whole contract issue of could they actually go out and sell this beer? And would that even be a prudent move from a legal standpoint? And so they debated it pretty significantly internally among the three main founders of the business, and ultimately decided that, you know, if they threw this away, it would be a massive financial hit to them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you talk
how
about
how much beer are we talking?
We're talking about 50 plus kegs.
For, you know, a small brewery,
for
that's
a small brewery,
lot
I mean, that's
beer.
A lot. And it's, you know, it's not just that, it's the operational aspects of having that line already set up and it's sitting there in their, you know, in their factory. And so they're looking at it and they're saying, this is perfectly good beer. What do we do with it? And, you know, the thought of potential legal ramifications obviously crossed their mind. But then they said, well, we can't throw it away. So let's start calling people in and around Chicago. We have a lot of friends in the bar and restaurant community here. Let's just kind of pitch them on the story and see what happens. And that's where really the story for us and F Your Hair takes off.
How did you guys, how long have you been doing documentaries? Is this, I know this is not your first one.
So, and that's you know, we run a production company here in Chicago called One City Films.
Right.
And when Jason initially brought this story to us, we're always kicking around ideas of, you know, what do we want our next film to be? What do we want to put into production? And immediately when he brought this film to us, we were, you know, we jumped at it. And then once we got into it, it became this incredibly layered and just very deep story that we didn't think it was going to be on the surface.
And Jason, how did you hear? I mean, we all kind of heard about it in the news because there were stories about a lot of businesses. Five Rabbit seemed to be locally, they were the one that spearheaded the whole thing. But there were businesses around the country that started stopped doing business.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm a huge beer guy.
Okay.
I I live for craft beer. And so I had heard
and
the
yet
story.
You weigh like 78 pounds. See, I love craft beer. I look like a guy who drinks a lot of craft beer. You look like a guy who like walks by or carrying a craft beer, but you don't really drink it.
It's genetics. You know, my grandfather was 6'1", 125 pounds when he went into the military in World War II.
Man.
So it's just good genetics. That's
there you
it.
Go.
So,
I'm
a big beer guy. I had Five Rabbit beers before this, and then I was sort of following the story, and I thought, that's incredible, and I bought a t-shirt. And that's, you know, then it stopped kind of for a bit, and I used to produce a show on WGN called Chicago's Best.
Yes.
And we did a Brew Pubs episode, and I said, I want to get those guys on the show.
Okay.
So I went, and I met Andres and Mila, and we ended up talking for a couple hours after we were done filming the segment for the show that night. And I said, hey, I want to tell your story. And they said, I don't think so. No, thank you. Oh. We don't want to be the F Your Hair Brewery.
Okay.
We want to be known for more than that. Yeah, and I respected that. I mean, if they had just said no, we don't trust you to tell the story, I would have been a little bit offended. But but this was this felt like a more substantive reason. And I badgered Mila for about 6 months after that.
Really?
And then
what finally made her change her mind?
I think she called me one day and she said, I think we're ready to tell the story. And I'm speaking for her a little bit here, but I think it was because she realized that none of this was going away.
Okay.
It was getting worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we want to get into all of that. We want to get into how they decided on the name of the beer,
mm-hmm.
what it means for, in some respects, to be the F Your Hair Brewery, because once the film comes out, which is, of course, called F Your Hair, the guys from One City Films are here. They are starting a Kickstarter, which launches Wednesday, August 15th. You can go to onecityfilms.com, get all the information. We'll have more with Jason, Nick, and Teddy on the other side of the news, which we will do right after this on 720 WGN. Brian Noonan in for Nick on 720 WGN, and we are talking beer, kind of. We're also talking documentaries, and we're talking about a local business that made a stand and decided morally they just could not work with the Trump organization. Five Rabbit Brewery, if you'll remember the stories, once the president made those disparaging comments while he was on the campaign trail about people from Mexico, the Five Rabbit folks said, you know what? Despite the fact that we have a contract to be the house beer for Trump Tower, which, very lucrative deal, great deal for a small business, they said, listen, we cannot be part of this. Jason Polavoy. So close. Jason Polavoy, Nick Jenkins, and Teddy Waffles. Yes, Teddy, I went with the waffles.
Thank you.
You're welcome. They are One City Films, and they have put together a documentary about this story. It is called F Your Hair. You can learn all about it on Facebook if you look up F Your Hair Documentary. It's on Facebook. You can get there. They got a big Kickstarter starting August 15th. So support this because it is a great story about a local business that... really, and I don't think it's hyperbolic to say this, guys. You could disagree if you want. They put it all on the line when they made this decision. This is a decision that could have sunk this business.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just the fact that they could actually ruin their relationship with other brewers and other people mm-hmm. in the industry. It was their customers, too. I mean, you think about it, there's a lot of people, even still today, if you go to their Yelp page, that leave negative reviews simply based on the fact that they brewed this beer. So
sure.
It was the repercussions from customers, brewers, anyone in the industry, potentially.
Well, because for everybody who will say, we applaud them for taking this stand, and there will be another person on the other side will say, this is disrespectful, how dare you do this?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, no business is in, no business is going to make money by alienating potentially half their customers.
Right.
So what... They come to this decision, and you guys, we started talking about this before. They decide, all right, we're gonna break our contract, no matter what happens to us legally. Now we've got all this beer. We're gonna start calling around. So they're calling around, but they can't. What happens because they can't sell it as the Trump beer, right? How does this all evolve, and what happens with all this beer that they've brewed?
Yeah. So initially, they thought they would just sell the beer to bars, sell out the 50 barrels, be done with it. Maybe not even brand it as Five Rabbit. Just okay. some sort of house beer for every bar that they sold it to.
All right, that makes sense.
But as the barrels started going out, some of the brewers there started writing funny names on the keg collars. And one of those names was Expletive Donald, you know. Expletive your mother, Donald.
Okay.
And so it kind of caught on, and that was the name of this very limited run beer.
And what kind of beer? Just somebody asked me, was it a blonde ale?
It was.
What kind of beer was it?
It was a golden ale. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it initially went out with this name, and pretty quickly they got some pushback on the name
sure.
because of the idea that, you know, Donald Trump's mother had nothing to do with these comments.
Yeah.
Culturally, you know, we've learned that what they called this beer doesn't exactly have the literal translation that we think it does in English.
Okay.
But, you know, nonetheless, they decided that they needed to change the name of the beer because it was important to them that they not be part of the problem.
Yes.
So Mila, who, you know, spearheads a lot of the kind of creative work at Five Rabbit, called her friend Liz Garibay, who is a kind of a well-known alcohol historian in Chicago.
Okay.
And they were talking about what the new name of this beer could possibly be. And they knew they wanted to keep it similar to Expletive Your Mother, Donald. And Liz suggested that they take the feature that Donald Trump is most famous for,
okay.
which is, of course, his hair.
It's beautiful locks. Luxurious.
And so it all kind of snowballed from there. And as they tell it, it happened pretty quickly. And it's a stroke of genius because not only is the name better.
Right. Yes.
It's wittier, it's charming, it's funny, but also it's got more of a bite, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the name of the film comes from, F Your Hair.
Yes.
The name of the beer is F Your Hair, but in Spanish.
Ah, very nice. I'm not going to bother with that. Trying to say it in Spanish. because Esmeralda gets mad and she comes in here and then she slaps me. Because she doesn't, you know. But I at least I admit that I'm having trouble with the pronunciation. But, okay, so now they've got the new name and the 50 kegs, I'm guessing, are gone, boom, right away. What do they decide to do then? Do we keep brewing this beer with this name? Do we let this story die so that, as you said, we're not known as the F Your Hair Brewery? Where do they decide to go?
Yeah, the beer sold out very quickly, and they did a couple more limited runs leading up to the election. And then when Donald Trump was elected president, they decided that the concept, the idea, the beer needed to evolve. So they changed the name to a name that I can actually say on the radio, which is La Protesta, which means the protest.
Ah.
And they did something kind of interesting with that. They take a local artist and they allow them to design the can art for La Protesta. And then they take a charity of that artist's choice and they donate a portion of the proceeds of the sale from La Protesta to the charity of that artist's choice. So the first can was all about environmental issues, and that was done by Eric Garcia. And then Diana Solis did the second can, and that's all about bullying. And the third can was done by Lily Wachowski. And it's a beautiful painting of a heart because inside all of us is the same beating heart.
Now that's, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Because you've made your point with this, you're still making a point, but I think, and they must have found, and you guys probably in your research have found this too, La Protesta is going to, I think, be an easier sell, you know. when it comes to it, you know, after you make your stand, which they did
yeah.
in a very genuine way, mm-hmm. Then you have to start looking at, Are we always going to be the business that is banging heads, or are we going to do it? Are we going to slap people a little more subtly? And I think it sounds like that was a decision they made.
And that's exactly right. Yeah, in the dollar donation piece of this whole story, which is continued on today in La Protesta, actually did start with the blank Tupelo F Your Hair beer. They donated a dollar from that to various charities and organizations here in Chicago. Nice. And then instead of, like you said, sort of continuing to beat the drum and beat people over the head with this message about Trump, they turned and they said, well, can we continue what we want to do, continue donating to various organizations, but do it using the name of a new beer, something that could live on indefinitely.
Very nice. And is it the same beer?
It is.
Okay.
And so, people like it, too. And that's the other thing.
I was going to ask if you guys had had it.
It sold out because people really enjoyed drinking the beer. It's a very light, drinkable beer. And even when it was in the Trump Tower, people ordered it quite a bit. It was a very popular beer, and they brewed a lot of it for the Trump Tower. So it didn't sell out when it was Blank Tupelo because of the name necessarily. People actually just like drinking it. It's a good beer. Good.
Yeah, because a catchy name will get you one, but it's not going to get you another one. You know, it's like, oh, forget it. So once you convince the people at Five Rabbits that this is a good idea, that yes, we're going to make this film. We want to tell your story. Every good film needs, you need a hero and then you need the villain. How was it to approach the Trump Organization? Did they cooperate at all with the film? Were you able to talk to them? What was their stance on this?
We spoke with some former employees.
Okay.
But Donald Trump's a hard man to get to these days.
Well, sure.
I know that it's public knowledge that they are having some issues at the Trump Tower with the retail space and with the restaurants. And there was a story recently that they have removed the name Trump from their mailings and from their print work on the actual outside of the building in an attempt to attract people. So they are not really in the business of doing this kind of press at this point.
They don't want to add fuel to the fire, so to speak.
Yeah.
Who else did you talk to? So obviously we're going to hear from the people from Five Rabbits. Who else is in this film?
Well, there's a lot of people. We did probably, 15 plus 15 interviews. So we spoke with Andre Sanmila and Chompy, and then Randy Mosher, who, if you know anything about craft beer, he's a legend in the craft beer world. He is the creative director at Five Rabbit. We spoke with the former food and beverage manager at the Trump Tower, who brought in Five Rabbit into the building. He's no longer working there, which is why he was more open to talking with us.
Now, did his leaving have something to do with this problem or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
He just left.
Yeah. Yeah. He just greener pastures, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like the way that you guys are all looking at each other like, how do we say this? We don't say it. We don't fret. We just move on.
Yeah.
And Teddy just sits there going, I just shoot the film.
I'm glad you're taking the lead here.
Yeah. I'm
the behind the scenes guy.
I take the pictures.
Yeah. We talked with Michael Kaiser, who is from Good Beer Hunting, which is a really big beer blog. Mm-hmm. We spoke with a couple of bar owners in the city who actually brought the beer in.
Okay.
Michael Roper from the Hop Leaf, which is one of the best beer bars in the country, let alone just in the city. And we spoke with the guys from Roots Pizza, who they do all Midwestern beers in their in Roots. So they were really supportive. We spoke with
one more that I think we should definitely mention is this gentleman by the name of Battle Martin. And if you Google beer bottle dictator, his name will be one of the first names, or the only name. There's only one dictator that comes up, and he worked for an organization inside the government called the TTB, the Tax and Trade Bureau, that essentially approves labels for interstate shipping of bottles. But he worked there for 15 or so years, and he developed this this reputation of being a man who would answer your emails at 2:30 in the morning or 3 in the morning, and give you approval. But he was also very finicky about denial. Exactly. important thing to call out because, he had very strict standards on what could or could not be approved.
Okay.
And, there's a whole thread about this label, the Blank Tupelo beer, actually getting approval through the TTB. So we have Battle. He's now retired. We have him on camera And it's the first time that he's ever appeared on camera or spoken about his work. So he's kind of a legend in the industry. It's a very big get for this film.
Yeah, and I didn't even think of that aspect of it. If you're going to label something for sale,
right.
You have to, there has to be some sort of approval.
Yeah, and there's a variety of First Amendment issues and using likeness and things that you know, ultimately also weighed in on the decision of should we bottle this and sell this.
That is amazing. How now, you mentioned, you touched on it a little bit, when the first 50 kegs, when they start getting rid of those and people are buying, what was the reception from other brewers in the area? Well, not the people who were actually buying the kegs, but other breweries. Did they get any support? Did they get backlash? What was the feedback?
Yeah, the craft beer community is extremely tight-knit, not just in Chicago, but all across the country. That's why you'll often see collaborations between breweries. They're very, very supportive of each other. We didn't speak with any other brewery owners for the film, but brewery owners were not the ones that were causing trouble for Andres.
Was it was bar owners or patrons? Or just people who drink beer and, you know, get on the internet because they have beer muscles all of a sudden and say whatever they want?
You know, there's the now famous quote about LeBron James that's, you know, shut up and dribble.
Yes.
So we have an actual voicemail that Andres received, hate mail, essentially, and it basically says, shut up and brew beer.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
we're shutting up and we're brewing the beer and we're not selling it to certain places. That's exactly what we're doing. Jason, Nick, and Teddy are One City Films. The film is F Your Hair. It is how one Chicago craft brewery became a symbol of the resistance. OneCityFilms.com. Let's take a quick break. We got to ask Teddy a couple questions because he just sitting there.
I can oblige.
Chillax. And then we'll talk a little bit about the project that you guys are going to do. And the Kickstarter, which starts on August 15th. You need to go to Facebook and go to F Your Hair. You can get all the information. You can see the trailer that we played the audio of earlier. All the information is right there. More with the guys after this, 720 WGN. OneCityFilms.com is the website where you can go and get all the information on the newest documentary by Jason Nick and Teddy. F Your Hair. It is about Five Rabbits Brewery and an unbelievable story about a local business that made a stand and really risked just about everything. How long have you guys been together making films?
We have.
Hold on. I should probably turn your mic on.
That would help.
Well, listen, I had the other ones on.
We have been.
You talked enough, Jason. You were done.
Shutting you off.
I'm only leaving Teddy's mic on.
We've been together for
almost 2 years. Right?
Almost 2 years.
Very nice.
Yeah. We've been making films together for almost 2 years.
And what is with the Kickstarter? What are your hopes for the film?
Yeah, independent film is hard.
It's, yes.
It's hard to get financing. But we have Teddy is an incredible shooter. Nick is also a great shooter, and we're editors as well, but there are some skills that we just we would like to leave to the people that do it best. And so we are raising money for some of the post-production services, for a score for the film, so the mixing, the color correction, all that kind of good stuff that is super specialized, and the people who do it best, you got to pay them. So,
and then when it's all done and all that stuff happens, the goal is what, to get it into festivals and then it gets recognized and then hopefully released somewhere, right?
Yeah, we are waiting to hear. We should hear in the next couple of weeks whether or not we got into the Chicago International Film Festival.
Nice.
We will be submitting to Sundance in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And then, the idea is that as many people see it as possible and, you know, go buy this beer from Five Rabbit.
Yeah, it seems like an interesting story that people would want to watch, especially in this climate now. No matter what side of the political aisle you're on, you know, this story is going to spur discussion. It's going to get people riled up one way or another. So I think this is perfect timing for this. And I know that's not why they didn't do it for that. You know, I'm sure Five Rabbits would have just been happy to, you know, have a contract somewhere and have their beer sell and,
right,
you know, have the president not make these comments and just be able to, you know, keep selling beer.
It would have saved them a lot of time and effort, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of legal bills.
Yeah.
So, Teddy, I'm going to ask you this question now. You guys are leaving here to shoot something out. What are you shooting later this morning?
We're working on two films at the same time, F Your Hair, which is our short, and then we've been working on a feature-length film about a guy named Jamal Cole and his foundation called My Block, My Hood, My City. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt
right
now.
Yes, you see right there.
Shout out, Jamal. And that's about him and his journey about starting and maintaining this nonprofit that takes kids from under-resourced and forgotten communities in Chicago, takes them on, he calls them explorations through the city, get them out of their neighborhood. A lot of these kids haven't seen much beyond their own couple blocks. That's, you know, their worldview is restricted to what they've seen. And so he takes them around traveling and gets them to open their minds. And, you know, he always says, you know, kids will do better if they can see better. I hope I didn't butcher his. he's a wordsmith. I don't want to try. I'm not even going to try to quote him. But and that's going to be a feature length, and who knows when that'll be finished? Probably another year until anyone's going to see anything from that. But we'll be going down to North Lawndale in probably 30 or 40 minutes here. And two of the kids we're following, they're going off to college, and that's really exciting because
it's great.
These kids are graduating, and I think it's in big part due to Jamal being in their lives.
Well, these are unbelievably cool stories, and it's like, all right, Jason, you brought the beer one. You saw this one. It comes from newspapers. Where do you guys? How'd you find out about My Block, My Hood, My City?
Jason again through his show.
Jason's the guy.
So he could take that one.
I mean, it was a similar situation. I read about Jamal, and I think a lot of people maybe know Jamal as the shoveling guy. He got a lot of big news last winter when he called for volunteers from the city
to
go and shovel on the south side for some elderly folks, and a lot of people showed up. So I had read news stories about him many years ago, and I said, I want to meet this guy, and we kind of hit it off, and I said, what can I do? How can I be around this guy? And that was to make a documentary about his life.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are doing some great work. Good luck with both films. But right now, the focus is F Your Hair. If you like beer, if you like local businesses, if you like interesting stories, go to Facebook, F Your Hair, and donate to the Kickstarter campaign. Help these guys out. Let's get this movie completely finished and support a local filmmakers making stories about local businesses. And it sounds great. Again, onecityfilms.com is your website. People can go there, get all the information. Jason, Nick, Teddy, thanks for coming in. This good luck with the film. This is very, very cool. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you.
So much. Appreciate it.
Thanks
for
having us.
It's my pleasure. Let's take a quick break, and then it's news time, WGN.
Chicago's premier podcast collection.
What's going on with WGN Plus? Did you miss out on Lollapalooza? Well, instead of waiting till next year, check out the photo gallery from...